The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Not Memorex. Welcome back. As we have labored through the idiosyncrasies of what power companies do to companies, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Why is that happening? Stop. There we go. Let me try to explain what happened. This is when my man Ben told me this, I actually had twinges of this, because this has happened to me before. Any radio company, I and we have it both ways. I have to have power, and I have to have a good, solid internet connection. And if I've got those two things, I can do a show anywhere. Genesis has to have those same things, except they have to have more of it because they've got so many things going on at one time. When you hear one radio show happening at Genesis, you're actually... I exist with six different ones at the same time. It's a very carefully orchestrated, put-together thing. And there's some things that we take sort of for granted, like our public utility companies will take care of us, yeah, because they make money off of the bill and everything. And well, apparently, a long time ago with my, I think when I was with another network, I'd be doing the show, and all of a sudden the internet connection would just drop on my end. I would just lose it. It would just drop. And it did it like 3 or 4 days in a row, and I finally called them, and I said, what are you guys doing? You're killing me. They said, well, we're testing the internet connection at those days in your node to try to make things better for you. And I think that's sort of what happened with Genesis, and we're back. We are back. Ready to do the deed, if that's what it takes. Coming up in the second hour, Rob Morse, we're going to talk about some self-defense stories with guns. And then Paul Fitzek. We're going to talk with one of the ninjas, military veteran, just retired from the military, spec ops background. He's going to convince me of certain things I need to do that didn't occur when I was in the military. He's going to convince me why I need to do these things. That's all coming up today. one of the things they continually seem to do is to think that the Second Amendment is something we can just do away with. And some of these guys get out there and they adapt certain quotes from the Founding Fathers. Rob Delaney tried to do that. I can't use his language because this is radio and I can't use it. And here is Jefferson's quote. Okay, his quote is, I am not an advocate for frequent changes in laws and constitutions, but laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind. As that becomes more developed, more enlightened, as new discoveries are made, more truths discovered in manners and opinions change, with the change of circumstances, institutions must advance to also keep pace with the times. We might as well require a man to wear still the coat which fitted him when a boy, a civilized society to remain ever under the regimen of these barbarous ancestors. See, Rob Delaney thinks that the Second Amendment is a coat for a boy. And you just change that coat. You just take it off and you do away with that coat. Now, he's agreeing with Jefferson that laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind, and he contends that progress suggests that the individual right to keep and bear arms is now counterproductive. And he concludes that it is time, therefore, to make a change in the law and Constitution, in other words, to repeal the Second Amendment. That this truly is not a mainstream position on the American left. At least, it's not the one that is argued openly. It is a reasonably popular one on social media. It has strong support within the leftward-leaning parts of the political commentariat, as it is often implied by the casual manner in which progressives, such as Obama, refer to Australia and other heavily regulated nations, and it enjoys indirect approval from around one quarter of the American public. So when you've got Bill Maher and Rob Delaney and Keith Ellison saying that we need to get rid of the Second Amendment, they're not speaking in a vacuum. But they're reflecting the view of a small but very vocal portion of the American population. They mean it. They mean everything they say. So, here's the million-dollar question. What are you guys waiting on? Go for it. By all means, go for it. Here's all you have to do. Here's all you have to do. Here's all you have to do. First of all, don't pretend that you're okay with the Second Amendment in theory, but you're just appalled by the Heller decision. You're not really that way. That's just a convenient excuse. Heller recognized the obvious. Heller recognized that the right of the people is the right of the people. And it's not about some pernicious interpretation of the Second Amendment that Scalia came up with. It would be a dead letter otherwise. So all you have to do is explain to suburban families that their established conception of American liberty is wrong. You might suffer a little bit of the polls because of it, but that's what it's going to take. This will involve hard work, of course. You're not going to be able to sit online and preen to those who already agree with you. No, you're going to have to come out and convince people like me. You're going to have to go around to the states. You didn't normally just fly over, and you're going to have to try to convince people like me. You're going to have to travel and preach till the soles of your shoes are as thin as paper. You're going to have to lobby Congress over and over and over again. You're going to have to take out ads and shake hands and twist arms and cut deals and suffer all the slings and arrows that will be thrown in your direction. You're going to have to tell anybody who will listen to you that they need to support you, that if they disagree with you, they're childish and beholden to the gun lobby, that they don't care enough about children, that their reverence of the founders is mistaken, that they have blood on their hands, that they want to own firearms only because they're, you know, our reproductive systems are small guys. And women, I don't know what your excuse is. And remember, you can't do it halfway. You can't half-step on this. You're not going to be able to tell these people that you want reform or that enough is enough. You're going there to solicit your support, solicit my support, for removing one of the articles within the Bill of Rights. And make no mistake, you're going to have to stroll into Pittsburgh or Youngstown or Pueblo, and you're going to have to tell blue-collar Democrat or other blue-collar Democrats that he only has guns because he's not as well endowed as he'd like to be. You're going to have to explain to suburban families that all of this is wrong. So do it. Start now. Off you go. Do it. Stop playing around with me. Maybe, you know, you've already got a head start. But don't start with New Jersey and California. They're going that way. Start with Idaho. Go to Louisiana, Kentucky. Come to Maine. Come to South Carolina. Come and take your best shot. You're going to need to persuade those sovereignties not to sue and to drag their heels, but to do what's right as defined by you, gun grabber. And unfortunately, they won't involve vague talking of holding a national conversation and doing something or fighting back against the NRA. It'll mean going to all sorts of groups, to unions and churches and PTAs and political meetings and bowling leagues, and telling them that you want common sense reforms, but that you want, you know, that's not what you can tell them. You got to tell them that you want their guns. You want us to be like Australia or Britain or Japan. You'll have to need to make full abolition of the stated policy of the Senate and the House caucuses. That means you'll need the state parties to sign pledges promising not to back away if it gets tough. And, hey, that's just the beginning. Then you have to contend with us if we don't like any of it. Because then we may be coming for you. On that note, we'll be right back. Thank you.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right. You don't really know how much you're going to miss something until you don't have it, right? Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at Ammunition Depot. What is it doing? All right, let's get that out of there. Okay, maybe it's making itself replay. I don't know. Still the ghost in the machine. Coming out of England, at the Adam Smith Institute, a young lady named Kate Andrews threw up this little provocative post the other day. Make Britain safer, bring back handguns. In doing this, she's relying heavily on this study that purports to show that the introduction of firearms into the civilized world over the past 800 years has been instrumental in reducing violent crime. The paper, entitled Firearms and the Decline of Violence in Europe, 1200 to 2010. Sort of got it. Still got the cough, but that's 1200 to 2010. That's a little bit of data in there. Finds that the sudden historical drop in crime, or the drops in crime, are consistent with the invention and proliferation of compact, concealable, ready-to-use firearms, which caused potential assailants to recalculate the probability of a successful assault and seek alternatives to violence. And unlike the civilizing process theory, Moody's firearms theory remains consistent with the evidence and breaks in violence. As concealed weapons became more available, historically, crime rates have dropped radically. This chart represents a drop in homicide specifically. These charts, curiously, show the homicide rate starting to increase again in about 1900, an aberration that the author blames on increased gun control. The government in England, Moody writes, has been placing increasingly stringent controls on guns, especially handguns, since 1920, reducing both the actual and the effective supply of firearms. The homicide rate in England in 1920 was 0.84 and the assault rate was 2.39. In 1999, the corresponding rates were 1.44 and 419.29. Now, a historian's hat that I wear occasionally tells me to be sort of skeptical of this research and not to jump up and down on it too much because, wow, it's really good for my cause, isn't it? It's really good for it. Now, when you take this and start extracting the roles in various places in time, inevitably you may run into trouble. Culture changes over time. Different countries possess different pathologies and virtues. Economies decline, and then they rebound. Evidently, the relative importance of a variable such as the availability of firearms will ebb and flow as the circumstances change. Now, there are a few obvious problems with the study's methodology. Nobody knows how many guns were in circulation 400 years ago. So it's sort of hard to be accurate to any real degree. And so how good Moody's older crime data can possibly end up being is sort of thrown into the air. And it may seem reasonable to presume that potential assailants were forced by an increasingly armed population to recalculate the probability of a successful assault and to seek alternatives to violence. Absent any hard testimony, that's really little more than speculation. And there's no question that as breakpoints, significant changes in homicide rates that occur around developments in firearm technology and the advent of gun control are thought-provoking, and they are contrarian. But this is what we do. We look at the method. The method is all important on these little studies. So we have to look at this, and we're trying to find an indication that there's a relationship between crime and firearm ownership. Because what do they tell us? The more guns there are, the more crime there is. And what does John Lott tell us? More guns, less crime. So, looking for that. A simplistic modern contention for those that choose not to dig is that more guns mean more crime. And that is simply incorrect. It has never proven to be that case here in the United States. We have a much higher gun violence rate than do most Western countries, and that has something to do with the fact that it's host of half of the world's privately owned guns all right here. But beyond noting that a country with a lot of guns will have more gun crime than one with no guns at all, the manner in which the raw number of guns interacts with the murder rate is far more complex than it often seems. It is not the case, for example, that a lightly regulated and heavily armed populace is always violent. Vermont stands in stark contrast. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. Has high gun ownership rates and no laws governing it at all. And they are extraordinarily peaceful. And the past two decades have shown that is the case that to increase the number of firearms is always to increase the number of incidents in which firearms are used for ill. If your aim is to rid the country of all guns, the claim that guns cause gun violence makes sense. If you could snap your fingers, all the guns disappear, there would be no firearms death. But if, like most people, you accept that America's guns aren't going anywhere and you want to know what can be done to limit their abuse, it's important to recognize the subtleties here. These subtleties are also in evidence when you compare the United States with other countries. Kate Andrews does this. She says there's no explicit correlation between gun control laws and murder rates between countries. Switzerland and Israel have rates of homicide that are low despite rates of home firearm ownership that are at least as high as those in the United States. So perhaps culture does matter. Whatever problems we might have with Moody's work and however you want to regard his proposed explanation, one thing is undeniable. The world has gradually filled with firearms, and the murder rate has declined. So this being so, we are ultimately discussing how far to go with the available data. Moody worked hard to link the two sets of data and to establish a causal link between them. He writes that while there may be other theories, the sudden and spectacular decline in violence around 1505 and again around 1610, 1621 is consistent with the theory that the invention and proliferation of concealable firearms was responsible, at least in part, for the decline in homicide. Whatever you want to believe, however you want to believe it, it boils down to this. Here in the United States today, we are awash in guns. We have more guns than we have people. If more guns did equal more crime, our country would look like the Purge every day. Every day we would look like the Purge. And yet, crime goes down. Except in these bastions of democratic rule. Except where the socialists and the liberals get to run the game. And then they blame everybody around us that doesn't have any crime for their crime. Oh, golly. There ought to be a law. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. That shows you how much in practice I am. I just tried to talk to a muted mic. Hey, we all need to sit back as gun Second Amendment aficionados and gun owners and thank President Barack Hussein Obama for making our shows, you know, the field, you know, where you're a customer, the industry has grown thanks to him. It has grown 158% since he took office. The NSSF published a report the other day pointing this out, and they reported that the total economic impact of the firearms and ammunition industry in the U.S. increased from $19.1 billion in 2008 to $49.3 billion in 2015. They also reported that in that same time period, the total number of full-time jobs related to gun making in the U.S. rose from 166,000 to almost 288,000. Now, this growth in gun sales began before he won the White House, but his politics have certainly prompted a lot of Americans to buy guns. And now Hillary Clinton sees this industry as politically incorrect enough to attack in her stump speeches. She said that the gun manufacturers out there are the only businesses in America that is wholly protected from any kind of liability, which is a lie. They can sell a gun to someone they know they shouldn't, which is a lie, and they won't be sued, which is a lie. They not only would be sued, well, they wouldn't make it to be sued. They would probably be arrested for doing that. There will be no consequences. She repeated this claim on CBS News, Face the Nation, by saying gun manufacturers are the only industry in our country that have been given this kind of carte blanche to do whatever you want to do with no fear of legal consequences. This is the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. Signed into law in 2005, it was designed to halt class action lawsuits that began during and were backed by her husband's administration. They attempted to hold gun makers and dealers civilly liable for the actions of criminals, which nobody does. Nobody does that. You don't see that with cars. You don't see that with tools. You don't see that with any other type of good for sale in the United States, legal in the United States today. It's the same thing as suing a bat company, Louisville Slugger, for somebody using a bat in a crime. It's actually so blunt in the language that anyone who takes the time to skim it quickly sees it explicitly does not protect gun manufacturers who break the law and make a bad product. And even PolitiFact has pointed this out. However, for some stupid reason, this judge in the Sandy Hook lawsuit has decided to let this lawsuit go forward. Now, Shillery is going to keep repeating this claim until all of you believe it, until everybody out there believes it. And there is a segment of the United States that they interview all the time because they're right outside the door. New York people, you know, those people in the Northeast where, I mean, if you were to look at a concealed weapon reciprocity chart, after you get past Virginia, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance carrying a gun into the Northeast. After Virginia, West Virginia? Okay. So that's as far north as I'm going to venture. In my state, for some reason, if I go towards the west, if I go west to Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas, I can't carry a gun there either. But I'm working on that one. The NSSF does not normally get into gun politics, but this is a political season. And this false narrative that she keeps repeating, there are a lot of people out there beginning to believe that, well, you know, she might win this after all. Trump looks so inappropriate and all this other stuff, E-I-E-I-O. I don't know. We're going to have to see. A few short weeks ago, I would have told you she's going to be indicted. And indeed, she should be indicted. If she is not indicted, that is the grossest considering everything else has happened under Obama's watch, it is in the top five that he generated, because this will be something he generated. This will be Obama's thing. Of course, Clinton thinks that she operates autonomously. No matter what the law says, no matter what the Constitution says, she says, well, I didn't break any law, therefore it is so. Right now she's campaigning hard to stop Bernie Sanders from taking New York. Just so happens that America's oldest company that still makes its original product, Remington, is located in New York State. And this year, Remington is having its 200th birthday. Maybe she could visit the Remington Arms Ilion plant in New York. There she'd find hundreds of blue-collar workers running CN machines and lathes to make a product millions of Americans cherish. She would also find unionized workers. Remington employees in Ilion are members of the United Mine Workers of America, Locals Union 717. They are mostly blue-collar. They wear work boots and jeans to the factory. Many have worked for Remington for decades. Often their fathers and mothers and grandfathers and grandmothers have, too. Seeing that plant in Ilion is actually a vivid way to see the story of the American gun maker. In October 2013, about 1,400 employees were making 4,900 guns per day in that factory. It has been falling more recently as it transitions some jobs to Alabama, where the politics are much more pro-gun and business-friendly. Still, their plant in Ilion is a multi-level series of brick buildings filled with row after row of humming computer numerically controlled CNC machines. grating and pounding half a century old grease stained lathes and barrel reamers run by hardworking men and women. I know somebody that visited the factory in 2008 and saw a semi-truck-sized machine that was a jumble of moving belts, metal arms that workers nicknamed the Willy Wonka machine. They'd feed it metal, and it would puff and smoke, and its arms would swing, and its belts run until finally that one little piece of a trigger mechanism would pop out on the far side. That machine is now gone. Now you would find that they've invested about $20 million in this factory to add more modern CNC machines and to streamline manufacturing capabilities to meet a surge in gun sales and to make modern designs. This same caliber of hardworking people can be found in the Mossberg plant in Connecticut, the Savage Arms plant in Massachusetts, the Federal Premiums plant in Minnesota, and many more around the country. So, as this report makes clear, the words American manufacturing might sound like a throwback term to a lost era, but this sector of American manufacturing is healthy and growing and prospering, no matter where it's at. Stephen L. Sonetti, the NSSF president, said, our industry is proud to be one of the truly bright spots in our economy, as an unprecedented number of Americans have chosen to exercise their fundamental right to keep and bear arms and to safely enjoy the shooting sports. In response to that dynamic, we have increased our direct workforce by about 21,000 in the last 2 years alone, adding jobs that pay an average of more than 50,000 in wages and benefits. In addition, since 2008, we have increased federal tax payments by 144%. Pittman-Robertson excise taxes that support wildlife conservation by 92%, and state business taxes by 96%. We're pretty good for the economy, are we not? We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Ben, you're still with me, right? Okay, I just see all these guys disconnecting. What are they doing on our stuff, man?
I don't know who that was. I think someone was just still on there from earlier when someone was recording. I'm not sure.
Don't they understand? We're just trying to do a little pro stuff here. I mean, come on. I
know.
I believe in very large part that the police and law enforcement are on our side. I really do. And a lot of them, and I included, a lot of the time are going to insist that they will never do anything that violated the Constitution or our rights. If a push came to shove, they would stand with the people, defy authoritarian rule, block any attempt to implement illegal orders, and be the force for good and justice. We all hope they would be. They would never summarily confiscate our guns, that's for sure. Now, are there any examples of this, though? Or is this just lip service that sounds good and all the examples are the exact opposite? Does every case have extenuating circumstances that justify illegal entry, confiscating property, and disarming the innocent, gun confiscation at the slightest provocation? You can tell those questions are rhetorical, but the answers are bad, bad, bad. Katrina is a classic example. Civil order breaks down. Police withdraw. They don't protect the area. They hightail it out of there, leaving people to defend themselves. To help, you know, police announce with no due process and no legitimate authority that no one is able to be armed. And guns will be taken. Oh, and law enforcement will be allowed to have guns. This is coming from New Orleans Superintendent P. Edwin Compass. Anyone found with a gun had it confiscated at gunpoint. The stolen property was kept. Much of it was damaged, returned grudgingly years later. Just doing our job, ma'am. Just when you need it most, when the only one around to protect you is you, your protectors decide you must be prosecuted or persecuted. Not a single officer stands up against this outrageous friendly power grab. Fast forward to the Boston bomber. The presence of two misguided youngsters on the loose having perpetrated a horrific act of Muslim jihad justifies warrantless military-style searches of residential homes. Terrified residents are ousted, barely dressed as stormtroop-clad police rush in without specific probable cause to find nothing. With such dangerous heathens on the loose, it is justified, and the news confirms this repeatedly, ad nauseum, nonstop. The one perp still alive is found, not from police work, but thanks to a resident's tip. Now, these examples are stark and don't count, right? Along with all the other similar stark examples. We have to stay safe, right? Police must act that way in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and every sort of decency you expect during civilized times. As soon as trouble strikes, all bets are off. But what about when legal property that you own is suddenly declared illegal? Does this really justify police raids to confiscate it? Can Congress or your state legislature or anyone really legitimately declare your legal stuff illegal? If they do, is this a grant of power to Officer Friendly to invade your home and to take your stuff? And will the officer do this? Isn't this the bright red line where Officer Friendly stands firm saying, I swore an oath and I'm not going to take stuff from my neighbor that he was free to own yesterday. I'm standing up for America and our rights, just like I said I wound up, you know. I would in the very opening of the paragraph, I would. But so far it hasn't worked out that way, unfortunately. Despite the bluster when New York State decides you can only have a 7-round magazine, every other magazine you own becomes contraband. And there isn't an officer on the force who independently decides, I'm going to compromise my job, violate my superior's order, sacrifice the pension I've slaved for, and go to prison by disobeying a direct order, and refuse to enforce a law. It's a law now, I will follow orders. These things are contraband. California is the same. That's how your guns get confiscated. They do it legally, by the book, and you cooperate. Or you can use the front end of the weapon for their intended purpose, which is, you know, you can resist tyranny, and give up your guns from your cold, dead fingers. News at 5. Politicians, the ones you actually hire, pass a law to outlaw your stuff, and their loyal police obey and take your stuff. They miss something, you are left in possession of contraband, subject to felony arrest and imprisonment for having it. You can't take it to the range, have it fixed by a gunsmith, sell it, show it to friends, nothing. I'm waiting, and I'm watching. I wonder what would have happened in the internet age, for example, considering what happened at the Bundy Ranch. Now, the Bundy Ranch, that was a very well-coordinated effort. But that's because everybody had a place to go. And they had a cause that was worthy. And then, unfortunately, for a lot of people, because the Bundys then appended their name to another cause, they seem to want to attach the same nobility of cause to where they wanted to go. So, that doesn't work out always. So the question becomes, at least for me, the question has become, what are we going to do if they do? What are we going to do if they do? Now, I think, and when I tell you the answer, I'm going to tell you this simply because this is all based on my belief. I think what's going to happen is that in the beginning, people who have never ran a gun professionally, i.e. non-military, non-law enforcement people, I think most of them are going to go along with it. And then somebody out there that doesn't really know what they're doing is going to try to resist it, and they're going to get killed. And then I think the veterans are going to notice, and then things are going to change rapidly when that happens, because the veterans, I'm not trying to say that we're spoiling for a fight, but a lot of us, I mean, you know, you look at the military today, and the military today is not what I was involved in. The military today is something altogether foreign to me. I mean, they're sort of wearing the same stuff, and they got boots, and they've got, you know, they got weapons and some of these other things that I had, but they just, it's become a societal experimental petri dish. At some point, we're going to get pushed, and then it's just going to really depend on what we do. Now, as far as law enforcement is concerned, I know law enforcement. I nurture relationships with them as best I can. I try to go out, and whenever, you know, whenever I see them or anything, I talk to them. And I try to, you know, I try to get on their radar. It's easier for them to stand up to you if they know who you are. It's easier for them to stand up for your rights if they realize, if they've talked to you, if they know what your value sets are, if they know that you're just like them. So, I like to think that today's, you know, whenever I'm with them. I know plenty of guys that are former law enforcement, current law enforcement, and they'll say, you know, when people get out there and say, they're coming to take your guns, and they go, they who? I will echo that with them. How, you know, but just like everybody else, there's only so far anybody's going to take it being pushed. And we may be put into a predicament that we may have to fight our way out of the corner. Coming up next, Rob Morse. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.